Bibles and turn to the book of Job, chapter 1. Let's read verse 6 through 12 for our text this morning. Job chapter 1, verse 6. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. The Lord said unto Satan, "Whence comest thou?" Then Satan answered the Lord and said, "From going to and fro in the earth, from walking up and down in it." The Lord said unto Satan, "Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil?" Then Satan answered the Lord and said, "Doth Job fear God for naught? Hast not thou made an hedge about him and about his house, about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth thine hand now, and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face." And the Lord said unto Satan, "Behold, all that he hath is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thine hand." So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. I remember many years ago, is in the very early years of my time at West Milton, I was asked to come and preach at Thanksgiving Day services Sunday afternoon at Grace Baptist Church of Fairborn, Ohio. And in light of the nature of the services, I'm totally convinced they were expecting a Thanksgiving message. And the Lord had me preach about sin. That's what the Lord gave me, and that's what I preached on. I don't think it was all that well received. Today, we come to the house of the Lord as the world observes a holiday. And maybe the last subject, the last theme that you would expect me to be preaching on would be Satan. But that's what the Lord has given me, and that's what we're going to preach, Satan. We want to notice, first of all, Satan's access. Satan's access. In verse number 1, or verse number 6, the first verse of our text, "Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also with them." We see here in this passage of Scripture that the devil has access to God, can appear before God, can speak before God. I believe, though I'm not 100% clear on how, I believe he still does that. Still has that ability. Eventually, we will read in the book of Revelation about a war in heaven. And that great war results in Satan being cast out forever from heaven. In this passage of Scripture that we're reading, It may be that this is the throne room of heaven. And it could be that angels are represented by the sons of God. And they're giving their reports, or they're appearing before the Lord to be held accountable. The devil comes with them. It doesn't have to be heaven, though. God is a spirit and God is everywhere. And it could be any number of places where these beings appeared before God to give their reports. It could be that these sons of God are angelic. I would lean to believe that, seeing how Satan is a fallen angel, and he came with them when they appeared before the Lord. But it could be just God's people come to meet with the Lord. In the book of Genesis, chapter 6, the sons of God, that term is used, took unto themselves daughters of men, mixed marriage. And that led to God saying he wasn't going to tolerate man's sin anymore. And the use of that term, the sons of God, in Genesis 6, I believe, is speaking about human beings. But the text tells us there's a time when the sons of God appeared before the throne of the Lord, or before God, and Satan came with them. Whatever the particulars of this gathering, Satan was not prohibited. Satan was not refused. Satan had access to God, and I believe he still has access to God today. And that's a thought we don't think about much. And when we think about Job, we don't think this scenario is ever repeated, but I think it's repeated a lot more times than we'd like to think. We read similarly in Job chapter 2, verse number 1, in another incident. Again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. So he has access to God. And I don't know that he is seen as an intruder as much as he is seen as another created being who is responsible to God. The sovereignty of God would speak that not only if these are angels would the sons of God be accountable, but the devil was accountable. And nothing has changed in 2022. The devil is still accountable to God. And however these things are realized in our present day and time, I believe they are realized. And we need to remember that Satan has access. Whenever God's people come together, the devil can be and most likely is present. That's a very sobering thought. That causes me sometimes to fear and tremble at the thought that when we come together as the people of God, as the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, the devil could be present. Or one of his evil spirits could be present. So we see Satan's access. Second thing we see in this text is Satan's arena. Satan's arena. Or the area where Satan did his work. The last part of verse number 7, when the Lord asks Satan, "Where comest thou? Where you been? What you been doing?" Second part of verse number 7, the devil responds to God, "From going in and from going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it." And that's also repeated in Job chapter 2, latter part of verse 2. And I'm not going to say Peter took a tip from the book of Job, because that would be inconsistent with the inspiration of Scripture. But he speaks about going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down. And Peter in his epistle speaks of Satan being a roaring lion who walks to and fro as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. That would indicate to me that both books are inspired of God. Both covenants, old and new, are inspired of God. And however God allowed those under inspiration to write and to move, if it was because of this reference to his arena as it's described in this passage of Scripture, it's only by the working of Almighty God. Then I want you to notice, third of all, in verse 9 and 10, Satan's awareness. And you better pay attention at this particular moment. You ought to give your full attention to this truth when we speak about Satan's awareness. He has access to God. He has an arena of work. He goes to and fro in the earth, walking up and down in it, just looking for something to get into, just looking for trouble, just looking to cause trouble. But I want you to notice in verse number 9, Satan's awareness. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, "Doth Job fear God for naught? Hast not thou made an hedge about him, and about his house, and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land." We read about Satan's awareness. He was aware of who Job was. Here's a news flash. He's aware of who you are. You're no stranger to him. He was aware of God's blessings upon Job. He was aware of God's protections upon Job. He was aware of all that Job was because of God. I believe he's equally aware of every one of us. He's aware of us. He's aware of God's blessings upon us. He's aware of our weaknesses. He's aware of our tendencies. He's aware of our natures. He knows us maybe better than we know ourselves. Don't ever forget that. I mean that when I say you need to really pay attention to the fact that the devil knows all about you. And he knows how to use what he knows about you to try and attempt to lead you out of the will of the Lord. Now, next of all, I want you to notice Satan's assumption. In verse number 11, after revealing how aware he was of Job in verse 9 and 10, and repeats that in chapter 2, he says in verse 11, "But," as he speaks to God, "put forth thine hand now, and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face." Here we find Satan's assumption. Something that the devil took for granted. He was aware of God's blessings. He was aware that Job was all that he was because of God's blessings and working upon him. But he assumed, he took for granted, that if God would peel back all these blessings, would peel back his working upon his life, he assumed Job would curse God, would disobey God. I believe the devil has it in his mind that Job is all that he is only because of God's blessings. But if God stepped out of the way and God would let him peel him like an onion, peel back the layers one by one, I believe the devil was convinced that Job would fall. And in all of these things I'm pointing out to you today, I want you to take personal application to. 2022, God still has access. Satan still has access to God's people. You are no exception. You and I are no exception. Satan is, like I like to say, alive and well on planet Earth. He's still working, still going to and fro. And Fulton County, Ohio is on his map. Wherever you live is on his map. Whatever the blessings of God are upon your life, whatever God has done to protect you, to preserve you, to keep you from being a victim to Satan, the devil is aware of it. And the devil assumes, just like he did with Job, he assumes that if God would step out of the way, he could peel you like an onion too. If God would let go, he could get to me, to the destruction of my soul and my reputation and my testimony. He took for granted, and he takes for granted today, that if God would let him, you would sin. You would fall. No matter how long you've been standing, contending, and persevering, I believe the devil has the idea that under the right circumstances, he could get anybody to deny his faith, to deny his convictions, to deny his beliefs. And many times, sadly, he's right. Just takes the right peeling of that onion we're talking about. See, onions have layers, you know that. Even if you don't like onions, onions are good things. Can't have too many onions. You can put onions in it, a little bit of everything. I've never had onions on ice cream. But it's possible. They put everything else in ice cream. I guess they could put onions. But an onion can be peeled in layers. You can cut it, and there's layers upon layers to that onion. And the devil is convinced that if God would just let him peel you and peel me, he could defeat us and bring shame and reproach to God. So we see the access that Satan has. We see the arena in which he works. We see that which he is aware of, and it is particularly God's people. I like to think that the devil doesn't give a whole lot of attention to his own people because he's already got them. He's not worried about losing them. Most of his attention is given to God's people. He knows, he believes, he's convinced, under the right set of circumstances, he could get every one of us to curse God to his face. I was reading along with Brother Luke in Sunday school, and once again, lightning struck, and the Lord had a passage of scripture he read jump out at me and see how well it fits with the message today. It's a verse in 2 Chronicles. Let's turn over there. 2 Chronicles chapter 16. The Lord asked Satan, "Whence comest thou?" And Satan's response was in verse 7 of our text, "From going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it." And I want you to notice what 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse number 9 says. "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Herein thou hast done foolishly. Therefore from henceforth thou shalt have wars." The eyes of the Lord run to and fro. The eyes of the Lord run throughout all of the whole world. The Lord is omniscient. He sees everything. And we see here that he sees particularly in order to show himself strong or to deliver his people when their hearts are right with him. And our passage of scripture there in the book of Job tells us he was one who feared God, one who eschewed or shunned evil, one whose heart was perfect before God. And you need to understand, or maybe you need to be reminded, maybe you've heard this before, hopefully you have. God did not totally remove himself from Job and leave Job standing on his own. The story would be much different if God had left Job all alone. God never leaves his people all alone. Job's great power in deliverance from Satan was because God didn't let him go. God granted the desires of Satan based upon Satan's assumption, but God was always going to be there. And because God was always going to be there, Job was going to be victorious over the attacks of Satan. Chapter 2 of the book of Job, verse number 3. The second time, "And the Lord said unto Satan, Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? And still he holdeth fast his integrity, although thou movest me against him to destroy him without cause." In spite of all these things that Satan attempted, Job kept his integrity. Didn't matter what the devil had asked God to do, what the devil asked him to try. He holdeth fast to his integrity. I believe because his heart was right. He feared God. He was one that eschewed evil, shunned evil. And I believe with all my heart that the devil has access to God today. He's still working within the same arena. The world is where he goes to and fro. He's very aware of me. He's very aware of you. He's very aware of God's people. And he assumes under the right set of circumstances, surely you and surely I would curse God to his face. But when our hearts are right before God, the Lord roams to and fro and shows himself strong on behalf of those whose hearts are right with God. Those whose hearts is right with God. Those whose hearts are right with God claim the verse that declares, "Though the devil is great and all powerful, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Greater is he that is inside of Randy Titus than this one who roams to and fro throughout all the earth." who devises plans and mischiefs against me, who appears before God fully aware of who I am and what I'm about, who probably makes the same assumptions, takes for granted that if he peeled the onion right, I would curse God, but he's wrong. And my heart is right with God. He's wrong when your heart is right with God. And though God may step what looks like aside and grant the desires of the devil and his evil spirits, he never leaves us. He never forsakes us. He shows himself strong on our behalf. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 17, or verse 13, we won't turn there. You know it well. It says, God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able. That applied to Job. God would not allow the devil to tempt Job above that which he is able to resist, because his ability relied upon God himself. I believe that's probably a greatly missed point in the story of Job. We realize in this passage of Scripture that the devil is not benefited in any way by appearing with the sons of God. Rather, they're angels, or they're what we would call Christians, people who were faithful to God. He's not benefited by appearing with them. He doesn't gain salvation. He doesn't earn salvation. He doesn't trick up God's plan or the sovereignty of God in any way. It's not his purpose there to be made better. It's not his purpose to somehow earn salvation or somehow do something to show God as a failure and win some kind of victory. His purpose is to discredit God. His purpose is to destroy, emphasis on that word, to destroy God's people. He does his great work to delay God's work. Now, Satan still has access to God. I'm not going to be dogmatic and tell you it's this way and it's this way and it's this way. I'm just telling you, Scripture leads me to believe and understand that Satan still has access. And much of what is going to happen in the tribulation period, we're going to see the devil's working in the Antichrist, and they're trying to destroy the works of God. The devil still has access to God. He's still aware of you and me. He knows if you're a man. He knows if you're a woman. He knows all of the baggage and all of the tendencies and all of the temptations that you face if you're a man or you're a woman. He knows if you're a young person or you're an old person. He's very aware of you young people. That's why we don't cease night and day warning you. That's why we don't cease day and night preaching the gospel, because you need salvation before it's too late. And if you're saved, you need warning. Life's not a parade. Life's not a picnic. Life is an existence where Satan is very aware of everything about you. He knows how to push your buttons. He knows how to push you into the corner of temptation. And he assumes, by pushing your buttons and getting you into that corner, you're going to cave in and you're going to deny your Lord. And as I said a little bit earlier, many do just that. Just that. But it doesn't have to be that way. It's not God's design for it to be that way. Satan is aware, and Satan assumes, takes for granted that he could peel you like an onion, and if this happens and this happens and this happens, rapid fire succession, one thing after another, he can get you to the place where you're going to deny God. And there's probably examples in this room right now of those who the devil has gotten the best of. Many of us, if we wanted to be honest, would have to give testimony to times when the devil got the best of us. As the old saying goes, nobody's perfect. But when our hearts are right with him, the devil roams to and fro and goes to and fro throughout all the earth, seeking, 1 Peter 5 tells us, verse 8, seeking whom he may destroy. But don't ever forget that just as the devil roams to and fro and goes all over this earth seeking whom he may destroy, God roams to and fro and goes about seeking whom he can strengthen, who he can preserve, who he can give the victory to, whose heart is right with him. Don't ever forget, you can face the devil and have God say, oh, they still hold fast to their integrity. I don't want to put words in God's mouth, but a very loose translation of the communication God had with the devil. The devil assumed that God knew better. And I think God, in a way, is saying, I told you so. I told you so. He held fast to his integrity. We can still hold fast to our integrity. We keep our hearts right with God, and our hearts are right with God. Let us never forget the fierceness, the terrible nature and the terrible design of Satan. And let us all never forget we're no match. Another thing I say frequently is, don't ever think you've arrived. Don't ever think you can take the devil on of your own strength. Don't ever think you can resist temptation on your own. You can't. Job couldn't have. Job didn't. His strength came from the Lord being with him. He held fast to his integrity because greater was he who was in him than he that was in the world. He held fast to his integrity because God is faithful. God would not allow Satan to tempt Job above that which he was able. By the grace of God, that which he was able. God help us not to be used of the devil to discredit our God. God help us not to be another victim, to be destroyed. Because it doesn't matter how far we've come, the devil gets the best of us, and that's all people are going to remember. I can name preachers. I can stand before you today and name preachers who many of you have known over the years, who were great servants of the Lord, faithful servants of the Lord. But obviously they forgot that the devil was aware of them. The devil had opportunity, and the devil assumed, rightfully so, that he could make them fall in sin. And many have fallen in sin. And I said all that to say this, what do you think people remember? Years and years and years of faithfulness, years and years and years of conviction, years and years and years of service, standing and delivering for the Lord? Or do they remember the day that the devil came knocking, thinking he could peel them like an onion, leaning to their own understanding? We're just another victim. Consider Satan's access today. Don't ever forget the arena, the area in which Satan works. Don't ever forget the devil knows you and I better than we know ourselves. He's the father of all sin. So it originated with him. Father of all lies, deception. It all came from him. So he knows us. He's aware of us. And he assumes and he takes for granted, like an onion, if he just hits us with the right set of circumstances, we'll deny God to his face. Don't let it be so. Don't make the mistake of thinking these things don't apply to you. Remember, they do, and you might be in the midst right now. The throes of the devil peeling you, throwing you one situation after another, seeking if he can get the right combination. Remember the lesson of Job, whose heart was right with God, who remained and retained his integrity. Keep your heart right with God and maintain, and don't lose your integrity. Let's stand together, have a verse of song.